This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you make mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. They are the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of the Reformation line, the Providence line, Salute. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. franklinarmory.com. So, tonight I have something special for you. He comes by way of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. He is a Associate Editor-in-Chief in Socioeconomics, Politics, Medicine, and World Affairs of the Surgical Neurology International. He was appointed and served at the behest of President George W. Bush as a member of the Injury Research Grant Review Committee at the CDC. He's the author of Vandals at the Gates of Medicine, Medical Warrior Fighting Corporate Socialized Medicine, Cuba Revolution, Escape from the Lost Paradise, and lately, America, Guns and Freedom, A Journey into Politics and the Public Health and Gun Control Movements. I am talking about Dr. Miguel A. Faria, Jr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You've got the busy throat, too. I've been fighting a cold for like a week.
Well, I'm getting a lot better.
Yeah. Tell me about your book. I've heard a lot of people write about your book. I've seen David Kodry's article on it. You know, you work with John Adine a lot on some stuff. Tell me about America, Guns, and Freedom.
Well, you know, it began, I began thinking about writing this book years ago. I began to collect evidence and doing research because I was very concerned that the medical establishment and the public health establishment I had an agenda not to inform doctors or to use really objective scientific research on gun violence, as they claim, but that it was really an agenda because they believe that citizens should not have firearms. I mean, they believe that guns should be restricted to the military and that they should be registered, banned, and eventually confiscated. And I just felt that if they were using their credentials as researchers, both in the medical field and in public health, that they should use science to prove this. And I found there was no science, that there was basically a politicized, biased campaign to deprive citizens of the right to keep and bear arms. And I was editor of the State Medical Journal, and I began fighting this prejudice against guns back in the 1990s. And eventually, I was asked to testify at a congressional committee about the scientific basis for gun and violence research conducted by the CDC and by many other schools of public health. And I testify along with Dr. Timothy Wheeler, who is the founder for Doctor for Responsible Gun Ownership, and Don B. Cates, a criminologist, and another physician friend of mine. And all of us agree that the research that was conducted by these entities was not scientific, that it was basically propaganda, and they were using basically, in my own words, junk science and pseudoscience. And as a result of this, I am proud to say we testified in the spring of 1996, and that summer, the Dickey Amendment was passed. The Dickey Amendment forbid the CDC in using taxpayers' money to conduct gun control propaganda. Now, it did not ban scientific research on guns or violence. In fact, as you just mentioned, I was asked by President Bush to serve in the committee so that I could help and supervise which grants were scientific and should be approved by the CDC and which were not. Now, that came many years later. My testimony was in 1996, and I was appointed to the CDC in 2002. But it's very, we should make that very clear. You know, Congress has been attacked by the medical journals, and they have an empire of publications. And they have attacked Congress, claiming that Congress was banning scientific research on gun violence, and that was not true at all. They banned propaganda that always concluded with two factors. One, that guns were bad and that they should be regulated in a draconian way. In other words, removed from the civilian population. And number two, that they wanted more money because more research was needed. I mean, can you imagine that that is just a vested interest, not only an ideological interest, but a financial interest to continue this junk science research. And Congress said no. And I think wisely so. And I am proud to say that restriction remains in place to this day, and it's one of the great triumphs of the gun rights movement and medical science, in fact, because in my book, I have a couple of chapters on what happens when science becomes subjugated and perverted and used by a state, as has happened during the 20th century in various countries. So that's something we can celebrate, that gun rights and science triumph for the change, and that remains to this day a great victory for freedom and truth.
Coming up on the first break in here in a minute, I want to talk to you about a couple of things that have been sort of seminal moments, like in 2013, after they didn't get universal background checks, Barack Obama sanctioned them to go look at that, and they put out a report. I'd like to talk to you. Do you know about that report?
Oh yeah, they want about.
Well, don't talk about it yet. We can't get into it just yet. I want you to be able to finish
okay.
It. Also, you know, it's the other part is this whole idea you're talking about where science becomes subjugated. And we'll lead with this in the next segment, but I want to ask you the question now. Isn't that pretty much the way the left is using science now? They're using science as an excuse in everything. I mean, they're using it with gun control. They want to use it with climate change. They want to use it with single payer. They're turning science into a joke. I mean, I don't know that anybody wants to be a scientist. Before we go to break, tell everybody how they can find your book, please, sir.
The easiest way is to go to Amazon. And it's available in Amazon.com.
I will get the link. It'll be in the show notes for the podcast. America Guns and Freedom by Dr. Miguel A. Faria, Jr. That's the name of the book that's out right now. This is the one that tears a bunch of talismans down and throws them on the ground, stomps them, pours a little bit of lighter fluid on them, and throws a lit match to it. And this is the gentleman that wrote it, and we're talking about it right here. Doctor, if you will, hang on for me. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I apologize for the voice, but hey, my guest has it too. So you get to hear us both croak at you. My guest is Dr. Miguel A. Faria, Jr. He's with the DRGO. He has written America, Guns, and Freedom. Before we went to the break, Doctor, I was asking you, do you see the basic template that they lay over over just about everything the left wants to do, especially with gun control and climate change, single payer, all this other stuff, where if we don't give it to them right now, we're all going to die.
Exactly. And, you know, they really perverse science, because in many instances, in most instances, is politics that really reigns. And they really use junk science. And unfortunately, we in the scientific community, conservative, I guess, you know, stand back. And but we need to confront them. And that's what they were caught by surprise in 1996, that the four of us stepped to the plate, you know, and said, wait a minute, this is not science. This is junk science. And they were not expecting it. But yes, you're absolutely correct.
The other thing, as far as the CDC, for some reason everybody wants to, for the left, they think they can, the CDC, they want to run the CDC sort of like a polling agency where they have a preconceived notion of what the outcome is going to be. In April of 2013, when Barack Obama didn't get what he wanted during his Rose Garden tantrum, one of his, I think it was number 18 or 21, one of his executive actions was to charter the CDC to go out there and look at, I guess, the gun violence thing, as he called it, in America. And that report never got published. Why didn't we ever hear about that?
Well, I think what he was trying to do, he was trying to bypass Congress. He wanted to overstep Congress and by a presidential decree basically order the public health officials to resume this junk science research. And amazingly, I think they were afraid that Congress will defund them. Because, you know, one of the things that happened in 1996 was that the principal investigator, Arthur Kellerman, was completely defunded, because we proved that his research was really politicized propaganda. The word that I used was preordained conclusions. In other words, he always ended up concluding that easy gun availability, as he called it, resulted in homicides, crime, and suicide. And, you know, I want to talk about this because suicide really is something they are using now more and more, because there are more suicides in this country than there are homicides. So they want to even whatever it takes to get the result they want. And when they say gun suicide, the United States has a high proportion of gun suicide, and it's over least the world. And the fact remains that you must really pick every type of method that is used. In other countries, people use the cultural methods that are associated with their life. For example, in Japan, many people commit suicide with harakiri, with a samurai sword.
Right.
They, more recently, they jump in front of trains. In third world countries like Sri Lanka, they drink pesticides. In Germany, people tend to hang themselves. In Hungary and Czechoslovakia, people jump into the Danube. And they do it at a higher level than we do here in the United States. In other words, these countries have suicide. For example, Japan has a suicide rate two or three times the level of the United States. But if you say suicides, then in the United States, there is a high proportion of people using guns.
Well, sure, but I mean,
it doesn't matter the method you use, because you're dead. You know, you either one way or the other, you're dead. But I think that is dishonest see, because they're picking one method as if the other ones did not exist. And that's a way to really circumvent, you know, science by either truncating data or ignoring data that is inconvenient. And, you know, that was one of the things that Arthur Kellerman actually discussed. And, you know, we criticize this type of research and the fact that he ignored these other countries, and they continue to use to ignore the criticism that we have already put to them.
Right. I've spoken with a few psychologists before, and the problem with people that want to commit suicide is when they come to the decision to commit suicide, they feel at peace with that, and they're happy with that decision. And then you know, what are you going to do with that? How do you treat something like that when this is something that they're just so, they've gotten to this point? And I want to talk about how they get to this point, if you will, with me in this next segment. So, I'm being asked, where are you from originally, by the way?
Well, you know, we can have a whole conversation about that.
Are you from Cuba?
I'm from Cuba.
Okay.
You know, my parents were in the underground, and I know a lot of what's happened in Cuba, and I have another book that relates to gun control in Cuba.
Yeah, I know. And I also know that isn't Cuba like the left really likes the Cuban health care system, don't they?
And that is total dishonesty. we can just discuss that too if you like.
We can. Coming up on the next break, Dr. Faria is the author of America, Guns and Freedom. He sits in a unique perspective to watch things as they occur and to sort of oversee them and look at these things as they emerge with a different set of facts in front of him than you and I have at access to in the very beginning. So that kind of perspective is sort of a, like the light flips on, and I guess that's when the cockroaches run, doctor. That's when they run away, when you flip that switch. Is that when that happens?
That's when it happens.
Hang on for me if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is cutting interest rates by a quarter of a point for the third time this year.
We took this step to help keep the U.S. economy strong in the face of global developments and to provide some insurance against ongoing risks.
Wall Street very happy about this news as the Dow finished up 115 points, setting a new record high at 27,186, the NASDAQ up 27, and the S&P added 10 points as well. As the ongoing impeachment inquiry is being led by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News regarding Schiff,
"Adam Schiff's not calling the shots. Nancy Pelosi is. If you took Speaker Pelosi and turned her upside down and shook her, Adam Schiff would fall out of her pocket. Bam, hit the floor. Okay, she's calling these shots."
The House is set to vote on a resolution regarding impeachment on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking to Dr. Miguel Faria. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yeah, you're pronouncing it very well.
Okay. Well, I mean, believe it or not, mine gets mispronounced all the time. I just can't stand it. And then when, I want to pay careful attention to that when I get a chance. So let me ask you a question. How did we get in the medical, when did it become acceptable in the medical profession for general practitioners to give drugs to, prescriptions to patients? It would be talking about depression or When did that become in vogue?
Well, I get there is a couple of points here. Depression is the number one cause of suicide. And even the World Health Organization, that is a very politically correct organization, has basically stated that depression is the cause of suicide. So that's no question about that. The psychiatrist do prescribe medication for mental illness, including depression, psychosis, neurosis, and so forth. And I, for one, do believe that those patients are ill. They have a problem. Therefore, it is very difficult for one to say, well, the medication caused this person to become a mass shooter or to commit suicide. I tend to believe that the person already has a problem, and the psychiatrists are treating the problem, and it's very difficult to decide which came first. Doctors have been license to prescribe medications, and I think in most cases they do it very well. But still, you know, the left tries to say, they say, you know, it's the gun that did it. Is the gun that caused the suicide? No, it was the depression. Now, the person may have been taking medication for it that may not have helped, but in most cases, actually, the depression has not been treated properly, perhaps with not enough medication. So you're going to get a different twist from me. I do believe that medications are very helpful, and in cases of whether we're talking about mass shooters or suicides, it's because they have been not been properly treated or actually have fallen through the cracks and have not received any treatment at all.
Right.
So that's my view on that.
Well, the reason I'm asking that is I've seen certain psychiatrists write that most of these guys that do fall through the cracks and become a rampage killer or something, if they'd actually been treated by a psychiatrist and treated correctly by a psychiatrist, but most of them never get treated by a psychiatrist.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. I think a lot of them have fallen through the cracks, and I have a chapter in the book about what I call the mass derangement syndrome. And I believe, you know, that socialism has contributed immensely, because in schools today, the kids have been told that they don't have to compete, they don't have to learn, mathematics as they should be, or science or mathematics. They have been told that their self-esteem is more important, and all they have to do is reach for the stars and grab the stars, and they're going to be successful, and everything is going to fall on their lap, without working hard or without competition. They have grown like this. So now they are adolescents. They have gone to college or have not gone to college, and they have not succeeded. And therefore, they blame society for their own personal failures, that socialism and the feel-good and political correctness promised them and were not fulfilled. And then you get a mass shooter, or you get somebody who commits suicide. But in a lot of cases, it's the way that our society has progressed, the television shows, the media sensationalizing violence, and you put all these things together, and we got this mass derangement syndrome. And I tell you, they try to penalize the law-abiding citizens, and the public health researchers help, because instead of really using science and doing more studies on psychopathy, and again, that's another area that I've studied, neuropsychiatry, psychopathy. No, they want to blame guns because it's politics. It's not science. And as you well know, so-called assault weapons, which is a misnomer, and we can talk about that too, but
sure.
Assault weapons, are using less than 1% of cases of homicides. And yet they want to ban, assault weapons, and instead of studying the mentally ill or the mentally deranged, and why are kids behaving as crazy as they are? And it's this environment of socialism, and everybody, all they have to do is reach for the stars. And when they don't get the stars, they don't reach where they want to be, then
right.
They become mad, and they blame society, and they do the bad things that we're here today.
Do you think
they want to penalize the law-abiding citizens.
Yeah.
And we have to say, show me the science. That's what when I was at the CDC, that was my punchline for approving any kind of grant. Show me, where is the science in this study? Why are we going to spend money? And we're talking about thousands of dollars for researchers. And I would say, no, I want to approve this grant because I don't see the science here. And I wish more doctors would join me in doing this. And that's, when the only group of doctors that will confront this problem is Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership.
Yep.
And that's why I joined that organization, and I'm very proud to belong to it.
Yeah. Yeah, they lead out there. They get out there, and they are the counterpunchers. And I fully appreciate. I think the only one I haven't had is Dr. Wheeler. I've had Bob Young. I've had John Adine. I've had you now, and I haven't ever had Dr. Wheeler. I need to get Dr. Wheeler. But
one of the best episodes, and again, this is in my book. I even have a picture of it in my book. I have a lot of color illustrations in my book.
Okay.
And one of it is Dr. Timothy Wheeler, who is actually the founder of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And he went to CNN and CBS, you know, he been on television, and they invited him to debate Dr. Castire, who was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. And that was a fantastic debate. I mean, he just, again, he used my, what I call, show me the science. And he revealed on television all the evidence that we have collected showing how even the New England Journal of Medicine, one of the most prestigious journals in medical journalism, was using propaganda instead of science for the violence research. And that was shown on television, and it's a fantastic interview, and I describe it in my book, and then I have pictures of it.
Let me get you to hold right there, Doctor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dr. Miguel Faria. Let me ask you a question. I've had a heart attack, and the people that took care of me were magnificent. Every nurse, the surgeon that split me open, everybody, every doctor that took care of me was great. But medical misadventures is the third leading cause of death in the United States today, behind cancer and heart disease. Should some of these medical people that want to get out there and get into the agenda game instead of into the science game, should they be looking at trying to lower those numbers?
Well, you know, remember what I mentioned about psychiatry?
Yes, sir.
It also applies to medicine in general. We're talking about people that require medical care, and some are critically ill, and therefore, you know, you're treating them, and you're going to have death, especially as the, you know, the lifespan continues to improve because of medical care, but people are getting older, and they're having multi-organ failure. So, yes, that happens, but remember, they are treating people that are ill, that have very serious conditions, so that has to be taken into consideration. At the same time, though, when doctors become political, it's good to remind them of the fact that you just mentioned. It's good to remind them, to bring them down to earth, because sometimes they believe that they're above everybody. You know, like these public health researchers, they thought that they could get away with this kind of research that was based on pseudoscience, and we called them on it. And it's good to bring them down to earth and point out that a lot of us are not going to stay quiet about these things. We're going to point them out. So it's a balancing act between one and the other. Now, you mentioned health care in Cuba. You know, that is just another big lie. I'll tell you the truth.
Okay.
In Cuba, you do have anybody can see a doctor free of charge. Okay? You have access to medical care. That's the end of it. Doctors have no medications. They have poor operating rooms. It's a disaster. So, yes, you do get to talk to a doctor who can do nothing for you. For example, my family in Cuba, you know, they have lost legs from diabetes. When you ask them, well, what medication are you on? There's no medication. What do they drink and eat? Well, a lot of sugar cane. Well, sugar for diabetes, you can imagine. So I have several relatives who have died of uncontrolled diabetes. Even though the doctors knew what was wrong with them, they were diagnosed, they saw the family doctor. They do have access to medical care, but then there is no medication to treat them with. And that is the debacle, the travesty of socialism. It's a big lie. Education is the same thing. You know, yeah, you get to go to school. For what? To be indoctrinated. Then you become a professor. Well, guess what? Most professors in Cuba, whether you're talking about economics, political science, history, psychology, it doesn't matter. You prefer to be in the tourist trade. So if you happen to go and visit Cuba, and you're an European or a Canadian, and you go over there, you're going to find that the person who is taking you around on a tour is a professor of agriculture. These are people that are educated, but yet there is no jobs for them. And what do they prefer to do? To be with the foreign visitors so they can get money, so they can get foreign currency. Their families are starving. Their wives, their daughters are going to prostitution. They're called jineteras in Cuba. The jineteras and the people who work in the hotels and in the tourist industry are the ones that made the most money because of the foreign tourists. What a disgrace that women in your family have to become prostitutes to be able to support your family. And that if you have somebody who went to medical school or to got a PhD in something, they are driving a beat-up car from the 1950s. There's been no cars in Cuba newer than 1961. The cars are from the 1950s. It's like living in another century. And yet, there's a police state. And some of these left-wing people visit Cuba. They go over there. They have a good time. They have plenty of cash. They hang around with jineteras, with the prostitute, come back and then talk about Cuba and the healthcare system when, in fact, they didn't even go to a hospital to see what really was there. My cousin, my family come from a revolutionary family. It's a fascinating family, and the story is in my book, Cuban Revolution. But one of my cousins was the head of the secret police in Las Villas province. Head of the secret police. That man has put members of my family in jail. Okay? One time, he stood up for another relative who was a doctor who was complaining when Raul Castro came to visit my hometown. And my cousin who was a doctor, spoke to Raul Castro and told him that the blankets, the sheets, the pillows were stolen by the communist people in the communist party. They were stealing all the things that were going to the hospitals. The patients didn't even have any clothes. They were naked in the rooms. They had nothing to eat in the hospital. And this is free health care. Not only that, but they didn't have nothing to eat, nothing to put on. And when he complained to Raul Castro, and he was backed by the head of the secret police. For once, he is still for the family first. They were both put under house arrest. That was about 10 years ago. They are still under house arrest. That is the proletarian, the paradise of communism and socialism. And Venezuela is doing the same thing. And yet, this Democrat in this country are using Cuba as an example for free education, free health care, and you know, they are here. They are not living through the reality of the travesty of Cuba. Cuba was the number three most prosperous country in the Western Hemisphere. Now it's at a par with Haiti. Now, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to have time to discuss gun control in Cuba, but that is also a fascinating subject.
Yeah, but we can do that next time. We can definitely do that next time. We got about a minute left. One more time, tell everybody how they can find all of your books and find what you do.
My books can be, the easiest way to go to Amazon.com. American Guns and Freedom is the book about what is happening in this country with gun control and how public health is using gun control as their main agenda instead of using science to help the people that they're supposed to be helping. My other book is Cuban Revolution. It tells you the story, the real story in Cuba, as told by someone whose family was in the underground fighting Batista and belonged to the Revolutionary Directorate, which is a fascinating story.
Doctor, thank you very much. Tell Helen I appreciate her getting in touch with me. Thank you for joining me this evening. I will be in touch.
I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.